A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
My advice is turn off the news, go outside, ground yourself in gratitude, and fucking when someone asks you how you are, I'm super great.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Oh my God. You have a glass of wine in the car, but we are not driving. We are parked. It is 7:40, March 16th, my fucking birthday.
It's her birthday.
So we're in the midst. I'm going to mark this day. It's coronavirus day.
Okay.
Part day four of coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
Because people might listen back to this years from now and say, oh my God, you idiots. This is...
Why are you still smiling?
Right.
The world was about to end?
No, it's not. Okay. I tell you right now that this is like, I don't know anything about history, but what I'm going to say is probably like the measles back in the day for people. This is just new for our era. Mm-hmm. Era. But not new for people who have lived over 100 years.
No, and it's so crazy because, you know, when you go, we used to fly a lot.
We used to have a job. Now who the fuck knows?
I know, it's so scary. We'll talk about that in a minute, but...
Are you still listening?
I literally watched, like, these short documentaries, and one was... on pandemics. And
I know.
I sat on the plane, I watched the whole thing, and there was not a word of corona when I watched it. And now I look back and think, if they redo, they'll have to redo that now and add corona.
It's really, our kids are living in it. You know, I will tell you that it is probably, for many, many, many people, a very scary time because what happened from Thursday to Friday is insane. And mm-hmm. I see people's comments about being like, I don't know how I'm going to pay my mortgage. I don't know, like, if I have a job. I don't know where I stand in literally a weekend. I don't know if things have ever changed that quickly.
We know. And it's like everyone from, like, a server to, and, like, you know,
success to us. Like,
oh
to
my God. And successful companies just being like,
our husbands are like, I don't know.
And it's like, it's crazy because as a business owner, you could say, oh, I want to be nice and I want to keep everybody on and I want to keep everyone's salary the same. Or I save my own company by making some cuts.
I know. Well, that's what a lot of people are doing.
And that's really hard.
Yeah.
Because honestly, you could sit there and you could be like, I just want to be nice. I don't know how long this is last. And you literally watch your bank account dwindle.
I have a girlfriend who obviously will remain anonymous, but I was talking to her today and she's higher up in the company and she's had to make, you know, decisions about people who have to get cut, let go from the company. And she's like, I'm just sitting there. And she's like, I can't, like, waking. She's like, I want to wake up and pretend it's a dream because I know them and I know their situation. And she's like, firing them. I don't know how you get another job in an economy that doesn't have jobs. But that being said, I think that part in our normal way of doing things, there is a lightness that we feel because... We have to, because we have seven little eyes looking at us every single day.
And there is just something. You know, today we were at a rest.
We went to get food at a walkout restaurant, and okay? We walked in.
And we walked out, and nobody else was in the restaurant.
No, I know. You stopped yourself. And you know, we're in self-isolation. We haven't really gone anywhere. We walk the kids to the street.
But we
know talk
the owners,
to no one.
And we were the only ones in there, yada, yada.
I'm waiting for the backlash. Listen.
And
we asked, can we come in and eat and leave? Like, take our food and leave. And they were like, yes.
And they, like, we've just sterilized everything. And basically, when you leave, we might just be closing down.
Yeah.
So, anyways, it was just like when he sat down and amongst all of this he just said, can I ask you something? And because we said, what are you gonna do?
Like, because his wife is pregnant.
Yep.
She has to work from home
and he's a server, so
he's
like
I don't know if I'm gonna have a job. So
he's like, it's okay, she makes a lot more money than me. But then amongst all of, you know, everything, he just knelt down. He was like, can I ask you guys something? What's it like having all these kids?
Because we had seven kids in tow with that. And some of them are big and they look like a lot.
Yeah, and he was hitting. And this guy has never seen us with our kids, and we probably go there like at least three days a week, if not seven.
Yeah, he was, whoa, yeah, this is what we do.
He's like, these are your children? And he was just like, what's it like having kids? And I'm like, you know, it's exactly at a time like this, although it's scary and because it's more lives to worry about, kids just have this natural joy and ability to have fun no matter what.
I feel like us being home makes them feel more safe than anything, which is so crazy. Like, they're so at peace, which is the presence of being home, which I think everyone should just, like, sit for a minute and ground themselves in the fact that, you know, the fact that we are asked to slow down and go into nature, and I know it's for a shitty reason, but I wonder how many people haven't actually stopped and how long.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree. And I have to say, they feel safe knowing that they're at home, and we feel safe that they're under our watch.
Oh my God.
That anything that they come across is our eyes are seeing.
Yeah.
And I also said, you know, like, I can, 3 years ago, if our kids were 3 years younger, this would be a lot harder. But I really think that they've come to a place where I'm really... Dude, it's been 3 days. One weekday. I get it.
I know.
But I am overly impressed with their ability to be independent.
Okay, so two things. One, we've done this lots of summers.
Yes, we have.
Like, we don't do programming.
We never do. Number, this would be really hard if you were a parent
who worked never
all
done
the time
this.
And your kid was obviously in camp all summer. You're right. We are.
This is like, this is right up our alley. This is not like, oh my God, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. I mean, the not eating out, but they haven't closed the restaurants yet for good. They can keep takeout, which I think is important just for the economy. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, I hope that every entrepreneur, because I know we have moms, I know we have entrepreneurs, I know we have people who are literally going to bed being like, I don't know what my future is. I don't think anyone knows what their future is, but...
Can I ask you something about that? So if you're an entrepreneur and your business has been going quite well...
Yes, like us.
Like us. And this happens, and let's say you realize that your bank account is going to be empty. What... Like, as if you're the financial professional, but I'm honestly asking, like, does one go into debt knowing it'll come around?
So, like, okay, for example, Delta, the CFO was like, I'm not taking 6 months of my salary, or the president or whoever it is. He's like, I'm not taking 6 months of my salary so I can pay my employees. I think there's two things. I think number one...
God, what the hell is his salary?
Really big. Oh. I think that number one, you have to look at, like... like maybe part-time layoffs until, and be like, I want you back. Go on. We have a great employment insurance program in Toronto, that's in true. Canada. So that's like true. Go on EI till we can catch a break.
Yeah.
The government's here to support, like, and, yeah. and it will come back and we'll like, I want you back. No one's hiring right now. So yeah. like you are a valuable employee. I just need a minute to breathe.
Right. Yeah.
I also like to my nanny today, I said, listen, like, I don't know what the future is. Like, I don't know if we can afford you soon enough, but I said like right now, let's take it a day at a time. Like yeah. she's in self isolation. I'm like, we've like marked where she's gone, and I'm like going to take the kids, and she'll come and do some of the things around the house to help. You know, like I'm trying to keep
it. What about retail and restaurant owners that have to close down but still have to pay their rent?
I think that, okay, so I will say two things.
Is there any insurance for this?
Yeah, I think the government's trying to, I don't know state by state, but I will say that I have a girlfriend who's in New York, and she said, you know, it's a really scary time for all of us. But there's a comfort in knowing that it's a global problem,
right?
Not a city problem.
Yes,
it's not like a terrorist attack where you feel so isolated, like so nervous. She's like, it's across the board, and if you can find comfort in the globalness of it, that everyone, like, it's not just like Toronto shut down.
Yeah,
it's like the world is shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
In a capacity that is so different. So it's like. Yeah. It's that's why it's so uncharted territory, and I saw our prime minister speak today. He looked like fucking shit.
Oh, I have to go back and watch.
He
I was watching
people
with TJ. I'm like, Mom, can you give me the notes? Oh, he's stressed as fuck.
Just I oh, feel shit. For him because he's got to make such big decisions on the fucking account. Anyways, I really feel
oh,
for him.
God.
But on a side note, I woke up today. And my little baby girl last night went to bed oh. and was like, Mommy, my ear, my oh. ear, my ear. And I was like, oh, shit. So I plowed her with Advil. Didn't have any Advil. So I gave her, like, Tylenol. She hated that Tylenol. So it was a flavor that she hated. So I went to the drugstore.
You know you would have asked. You do. You obviously would have asked
me. It was just late at night,
no,
right?
I know.
So, yeah. So then I go to the drugstore. It's basically cleared out. I'm like, motherfuckers, this yeah. is the problem with the pandemic right yeah. now. If you don't need 10 bottles of Advil. Leave it.
Oh, no.
So then I go home. I find, I think, like a comparable medicine. I give it to her. I put her beside me in my bed. She falls asleep. She wakes up, and she got fucking slap cheek, which is like fifth disease. Sounds terrible.
Her slap really came back tonight, by the way.
Remember I said it's going to come back with a vengeance.
Holy shit.
We need to do an early dinner.
Yeah.
Her face is like bright red, and she's just tired. And then I go to the doctor because her ear hurts, and he's like, whoa, it's bulging. Don't be surprised if it ruptures. You got that. And I was like,
if it ruptures, does it hurt?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Like a lot. And then it ruptures, shit. And there's relief, and then you can't hear.
For how long? Never?
2 weeks, I think.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that happened to actually my father-in-law.
But,
you know, it's also, when you're talking about nature, too, it's like, when they're sick, it's like, you know, everybody, like, being outside and getting fresh air, I'm so glad that my kids aren't fighting me. I'm like, we're going on a walk.
Oh, God, yeah.
And they're
it's
like,
not warm out, just so you know. It's
no,
not
like,
warm.
It's cold. I don't want to. I'm like, you don't understand. Your body needs, like, you won't sleep well if you don't get fresh air and mm-hmm. exercise.
Yeah. Ugh. So she got meds. They were nervous. They had no more amoxicillin. And I was like, because I guess everything is delayed. Right, like even our shipments for our lip glosses from for late night live,
the whole
mail system, like they've all been put in the mail. If you're waiting for your late night live gift, sunglasses, literally lip glosses and hair scrunchies are all
you've
in the mail.
You've not been forgotten. don't worry if you want to remind us, just in case.
And if you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, we are upping late night live because we think everyone needs a dose of happiness. So if you bought your ticket,
late night live. If you don't know and you're a new listener. It is our virtual events that we do usually in a different city once a month. Now, obviously, we'll be in Toronto for this April 16th one.
We're going to just have to FaceTime in Romeo because of isolation, and he is not in isolation. He is hitting the strip clubs like nothing. I don't know what he's doing. He's having a great time in self-isolation.
But it's you purchase the link. We have tons of giveaways. It's just, it's really like 1 hour of a total release, relief. And
we
fun.
Call someone, we usually have guests, but again, because of self-isolation, we can't.
So we are,
we're upping them for free. We're going to do one once a week at nighttime without kids and with giveaways.
So
and
if you buy the April 16th one, where you get a pair of our fabulous glasses, we'll also come to you every single Thursday for the next 5 weeks.
At nighttime. And just give you a great old time. And you can still buy tickets at catnet.ca and join us.
But it's something for you and I to look forward to.
Oh my God, yeah, I know.
And anyway, once a week, you and I will get, because we're going to be with the kids all day. I was wondering if our husbands, because our husbands are still going to the office, and I'd like that to continue.
Yeah, I would too. My
husband's the only one there, and he doesn't need to be there, but I think it's good for him because he can get work done.
And I think it's a consistency for him to be there so he feels like, I think
normal.
That when you stay at home, it's
yes.
easy to get distracted with four kids.
Yes.
So like,
yes.
I think that it's not.
I actually find it hard too. Like, you know how people are like, oh, like I like when my husband's home. I feel like knowing that he's there,
stressful.
not just annoying, but it's like stressful because it's almost like I want, like if you're sitting there, like, I almost feel like if you have 5 minutes, help me out. I'd rather
I know,
just not be there.
I know. Like, and then he's on a phone call, and I'm like, I have a phone call, too. Like,
yeah,
I have a phone call,
I
too.
Know, but they're
I
just,
could really do this phone call, too, but you're taking the phone call.
They're never going to be as capable as we are.
They're just capable in it. We've never let them be.
No, and that's fine. No, you know what? I do think the women are better multitaskers. Like,
I agree.
In general. But, you know, you and I are just so good at this, and I...
We are so... And for day three, we are so good at... Day three.
God, we had a
I mean,
party
I did
today.
Look at fucking private homes with pools today, but I mean details. I'm willing to rent a house with a fucking pool, but no, it's okay. It's fine.
I know. Well, we obviously appreciate too. My friends were saying you're so lucky that you have each other and that you've been around each other this whole time, so that we're in the self isolation means the
or like what is it like dense population or like
yeah like we've like, been, we've been together. So if any of us, all of us have done the exact same thing,
the best. Is that slap cheek is so contagious, probably more so than coronavirus, and we're googling it, and we've been together all weekend, all day.
Yeah,
share like we
she was like, now am I really in self-isolation? I was like, fuck no.
Yeah, I was like, got it. And then we all ate from the same plate tonight, and I was like, well, we really are in this together.
Yeah,
like if
we
one
all,
is going like
we're all going down together.
We might as well just move into a house together and be like, you sick, but
we all just better make out.
I know it's not a joke, but
no.
In this time, you know, I feel like if you can't fucking smile at something, then it's fucking doomsday.
And
we will never let it be doomsday over here.
No, we won't let it be doomsday. And also, I also feel like we are being very responsible. Like, we are listening to all the precautions.
I go nowhere but your house and my house. Your house and my house. Your house and my house.
We're doing extra precautions. So I don't feel guilty. I feel like I would have had, and I understand that people traveled and people are away and they made that decision and they didn't know what it was going to be like and all that. But I have to say, as in a selfish point of view, I'm really glad that we decided to not go anywhere because I would feel this guilty. And also,
I know.
The scramble to get home. And
oh, God, I'm just, so glad we're not trying to get home. Oh, my God.
I feel clear. I feel that we were.
I love my bed.
Oh my God, I love my bed. What are you talking about? What are you?
I'm gonna
just random thought.
No, you're just like I'm glad we're not away, and I'm like I love my bed.
I love my bed.
I
too.
Like I love it. Like it's fine. It's totally good. My bed.
You know how good my bed's gonna be tonight?
Why?
Why do you think?
Because you had sex last night.
Yeah.
So you're free. You're scot free. I just put a kid in my bed, so I didn't have to do it. I was like, "Are you not feeling well?" I mean, I did it a few nights ago.
You did?
Yeah. I can't
what
remember
night one. Was it? Like it was one night you weren't on the phone. I think it was like it was Saturday night. I think.
No, I would always be on the phone. I would never. I am usually in bed early. Come on now.
What time do you do it?
Oh, I haven't. I'll start looking.
Sorry, you never do it and then like go back downstairs or anything, right?
Are you?
Okay, no, I just
fucking
think so.
Kidding me.
I was just checking.
Wait.
No, I know.
Get dressed and go downstairs.
No, I know.
Don't talk to me. Like I'm like, yeah, you got it in me. Now leave me alone. Like don't talk to me.
Remember that time about 2 years ago when I was horny?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would like sometimes just like go up and do it and then come back downstairs. I don't know who I was.
You would just go have sex and go back downstairs.
Even sometimes on the couch.
Ew.
Trust me, I know.
On the white couch.
Exactly.
Good thing you're not a squirter.
I know.
No wonder that white couch was so dirty.
No, that was such a weird time in my life.
That was a weird time. Wow, horny, huh?
You know why, right?
Yeah. Well, you keep winking at me. You idiot. Do you want me to acknowledge why?
You keep winking at me.
Usually, when someone's winking, it's like, keep it on the down low. Then you're like, do you know why? Do you want me to talk about why?
Oh, my God, that's
Jesus.
Funny. You were looking at me, but I didn't know if you were like...
Okay, I'll protect. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have to wink
Do
back
I wink?
At me.
Got it.
Then you know, I know you
Obvious,
know.
I know everything in life.
I know. I was just
I know
sure.
the new vibrator you get. I know when you use it.
I just wanted you to know for sure.
Dude.
Okay.
I've got a new vibrator for you in the back.
Oh, where'd you get it?
Someone sent it to us.
Is it look different?
It's matching dildos. I don't know. It's a large penguin. Like a giant penguin.
Shut up. Because of that bacterial infection I got from the little one?
I don't know. I've got a few things back there for you that were...
Wow.
Like, and so my husband's like, there's two dildos in the fur. Like, I don't put shit away. It's wrapped up in a box for you.
Wait, but that's... You sent the kids out to get something in the trunk. Aren't you that glad they didn't get the dildo?
They've seen all the dildos. Yeah, I'm have. Like, well, at this point...
Something happened here. You cleaned this car.
No, I just took the garbage out.
Well, because, yeah...
That's
yeah,
all.
But that's a good one. Good for you.
Good for you, Kat.
What's back there?
For business, I mean, really, we are sitting here in strategizing about, really, I'm like optimizing who, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now we're scrambling and we're like, holy fuck, we have to change our business model. Ideally, the late night live is something that people really want since we can't do tour. Nashville's canceled. Atlantic City's not, I don't know if Atlantic City's canceled, but Nashville.
Oh,
and,
please,
and,
Lord, make that be Anaheim, Foxwoods.
Well, so far everything's on hold and postponed, and so we're trying to bring.
But the only ones that are actually postponed right now are Anaheim and Nashville, right?
100%. But Maggie was like, "Be prepared."
I know.
She's like, the whole tour industry is like
JoJo Siwa. She postponed.
Till June.
Yeah,
she's probably going to postpone longer.
I know.
So we were just like, okay, like, you know, we're trying to figure out ways to really make money and add value to people's lives where they might need it and joy. And our whole mission is to add joy. But every day we have to create something to keep this ship alive, because we cannot do this for free every single day. And there's so much of this. This isn't just like this. It's like everything. And it's like, okay, just like TV stations make hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, we have a bigger distribution than most TV stations. So how can we align with people to help them get their message out and make money? And I'm like thinking about brands who, you know, are going to win with everyone at home, like who are going to fucking win. And it's a great place for some people and a terrible place for others. But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just time to rethink about what we do and how we do it. And thankfully, like, digital's our space, and more than ever, digital is needed. And, you know, it's not all about making money, but God forbid one of our husbands loses their jobs. It is all about how we can create more income with keeping our mission, you know? So I know we're touching wood, but that's basically the reality for many. And I know every woman entrepreneur is sitting there right now, because the reason we started this was because of the strain on our husbands.
We never should have started.
I know. It's literally the strain. It's what we know. It's why we did this.
Oh, look at the kid in the fridge. Like, what are you doing in the
fridge?
I know.
I'm so full. I'm going to shit my pants. They're both in the fridge. I'm like so full. You made the best dinner tonight.
Oh my gosh. That was so fun.
And then
fun.
I'm like, maybe we need to make a cookbook.
Oh my God. We definitely do.
You know, with like a virtual cookbook with like Cooking with Kat and Nat.
Oh, that'd be so
as,
fun.
As like part of Late Night Live.
Because you got...
Or
you
like
know,
cocktail, like a full cocktail. Like we try different cocktails together.
I almost bought you a book today about cocktails, but then I was like, that's so like, you
old.
Know? Yeah, and it's also like, but honestly, the pictures and the ingredients were so good.
Oh my God. Well, I would leave a comment on what you guys want us to do virtually on Late Night Live, because I think we could really fuck around with a bunch of things. Yeah. I also have a house that I'm building. That's not stressful.
Oh, shitballs. No, but you know what's so... What's really funny is the way how you and I both cook, because both are, like, good for families. When we do it, we don't do it often, but when we do it...
Your soupçon is so good.
Oh, my God, soupçon.
Like, just your minimal soupçon is so good. I'm just really great at butter, noodles, and salt. With a side of broccoli.
You know, I'd never heard of butter noodles before you.
You're
and now I know everybody does, like
right.
knows about it. I don't, I never heard of it before.
Really?
Yeah, is that crazy? I've never had it in my life.
When's the next time you have to do it if you did it two nights
oh,
ago?
Oh, sucks. See, the thing is, if you do it two nights in a row, it's not like you buy yourself extra time.
Fuck,
so don't do that.
No, that is a myth and a fallacy.
You know, I just wish I felt horny.
I think we all do.
Like I'm
and then the horny people wish they
got it more.
I know. It's a really vicious cycle.
It really is crazy.
What did you watch?
Oh, well, you know, I'm watching Love is Blind.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever. And there is a girl who she wants to have sex all the time. It's also not healthy. She wants to have sex to like stop the fight and all that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And she's just so ready. I know they haven't been together that long either, but she's just so ready to like spread her legs and have sex.
I used to be like that.
I know. I guess I was too.
Yeah, I was. Oh my God, I was so excited to do that. But like, not anymore.
And crotch rockets.
What?
You know, crotch rockets.
You know, we never talked about what that actually was.
Yeah, it's like a female boner.
Wait, you actually get a boner?
Well, no, it's like the same idea. Like you're horny. You're
like
oh my God,
your vagina's revving up like an engine.
Revving up, and it's like clenching because it's like,
what?
Oh, wait, what? I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, you're
I didn't
not.
Say that.
Your vagina pulsates.
Yeah.
It pulses.
At the thought.
What part?
Like you know when you do Kegels?
I don't know if I've had a vaginal pulsating sensation during horniness phase.
Oh. It's usually like
pulsing, like full, like yeah. I guess blood is rushing.
Yeah, and it's more like it's usually just a thought in my mind.
Oh, you're easily horned.
No, I'm not.
You used to be.
Yeah, and when it happens,
you jump on the wagon.
It's small. Uh-oh, I just told her another secret, but I can't tell you.
I already know your secret.
No, I know. But I'm... No, but, like, yeah, getting horny, like, oh, my God. Like, when girls are like, oh, my God, I haven't had... I need... You get upstairs right now. I am... If I don't have sex right now,
God.
I'm gonna... You know?
I know.
You know?
I know.
Like, I don't know if that's ever gonna come back.
I don't know either. I mean, and... You know, stress is not good for sex.
I guess not. But you know what our husbands would say.
It relieves stress.
That's exactly what I thought. When Mark saw my neck rash, he was probably like, you just need to have sex.
And you're like, what?
I'm like, oh my God,
you know, some girls don't come. Ejaculate.
I know.
What's it called? Climax. I would just fucking die to toss in the towel and be like, nah, that's not for me.
I know.
It would be over.
Ugh, what a waste of time.
You are so funny tonight. I know.
I'm telling her lots of secrets with my eyes. I'm sorry you guys can't know. We tell you almost everything. I got a goddamn tampon stuck up my vagina.
Do they feel horny about this? Is this a terrible conversation?
No.
Okay, good. I was just curious. My moral compass is way off tonight. I told one of our kids to deep throat the sushi, and I didn't know what else to say. What do you say to put the whole thing in your mouth?
Yeah, that's what you would say. Put the whole thing in your mouth. Yeah, that's what you'd say. Stick the whole thing in your mouth.
Got it.
Also, but
so simple. Yeah. I was like, deep throat it. Deep throat it.
Jesus.
I didn't know what else to say.
I put the whole thing in your mouth.
Your mouth. Easy. That was
which
easy,
kid
cat.
Was it?
All of them.
Oh,
because they were eating sushi and it was going everywhere. I was like, stick it, the whole thing.
Deep throat it.
I said, just was going, deep throat it. You know?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I didn't
know. You know, sometimes you just have to have these conversations because they're still allowed to happen in your head. Like,
what are we talking about now?
Being horny.
Oh, if I never finished a sexual journey, I would never do it.
I know.
What would be the point?
Well,
that's like going on a roller coaster that stops and you have to walk off of it.
Oh my God, I think it's because they feel like, I'm not sure, but I think maybe they just like the feeling of feeling close to someone and making them happy.
I'll watch a movie with you. Same.
I know.
You can hold your dick and I'll watch a movie with you.
Did you see Orlando Bloom?
No!
Celibate for 6 months before Katy Perry didn't even masturbate.
What?
And I also thought to myself, that is so inappropriate.
Why did I do that?
And also, why am I reading this? And I saw it come
it's
up in my Facebook and Instagram all over the place. Why do I want to know that he didn't masturbate for 6 months? Why is that my business?
We're talking about shit right now.
I know. But that was, I felt inappropriate.
I feel like a large percentage of the population doesn't
masturbate?
Climax.
Oh, I know. Okay, back to that. You think so?
I think yes.
What? Oh, no. Well, but can they do it anyway? Like, you know, some can do it for themselves.
Oh, great
some
question.
Some can do it
I'm not up on my literature of that yet. I'm not that deep yet, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get educated.
You know who we should have sex with?
Who? Who?
Captain Hook.
Oh, you like that guy.
No, I mean...
Could you have sex with him?
It would be very friendly.
Wait. Okay, one of our strippers...
has a crooked penis.
Riot.
So apparently he hits the G-spot a lot. No, it would be like a friendly fuck. Like, I don't...
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No, I wouldn't. I'm not attracted to him.
At all?
Nope. I find his face is very nice.
Yeah.
I find he's a really fun guy.
Yeah.
Kind and funny and all of those things.
Yes.
But I do not get any crotch rockets for him.
Do you know what's so crazy?
Last
podcast, we had so many deep anecdotes, apparently.
Oh.
I don't remember it, but Alexis and Lindsay were like, wow, that was such a good podcast.
Oy.
This one, I feel like...
is even better.
Maybe we're crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, we started off on a serious note.
Like, whatever happened
to people who climax?
Like at Mad Libs.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yes.
What are we going to do about
the situation
of people of climaxing
in Toronto?
Maybe that's our next project. We'll teach people how to climax.
What?
On Late Night Live.
We know.
we will sell thousands.
You know what?
Well,
yeah.
We'll have a masturbation race.
No, I don't think, and I would win, but no, I don't think that's a good idea.
I think it's fair.
But if we want to make money, then, you know, it's something to think about. If we get desperate, if we have to sell our houses.
That is so offside. What's wrong with me?
No, but honestly, listen for a second.
We're going to get...
Listen,
fucking banned off Apple.
I just want to tell you that if things get desperate,
you'll do it.
And I'll win. But, side note.
Fuck. Yes.
You know what would really, like, from a business point of view, and Sam has said this before, and it's true. And if
go
we
ahead.
Get really desperate,
go
we can
ahead.
Do it.
Tell me.
A late night live with us and Mark and Mark.
I know.
That would go against us trying to keep... What? Back in the fridge. We're outside my house. We just keep seeing our fridge open. It would be... listen, if we do a late night live with Mark and Mark... No, listen. If we do one, it will mean that we're going broke. We're going broke.
So we're going under, cat and adder folding.
Yes. If we do
late... We should probably do it next week. You know, I joke. I really have to tell you, so most of our money, as you guys know, is made through sponsorships and through tour. So we make 99.9% of our money.
And during this time,
we don't know where sponsorships are coming from.
No, and I think a lot of clients, it seems like everyone's just like, hold.
We don't know what to do.
The unknown.
So we're holding. Great. We still have staff to pay. Amazing. That's the great news.
Oh, shit.
We also have no tour. That's on hold. Fucking amazing.
Which is also, so, you know, tour is a great way to make money, but it's also a great way for us to connect with our people. Like, yeah. It fills our buckets like nothing else. And to not be able to go and see, you know, I was also saying to my husband yesterday, I go, it's crazy for your parents. Like, they have kids in multiple countries.
And they can't go.
So that we couldn't see them if we needed to.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, it feels very, I'll tell you, it feels very, like, unsure. And part of me is like, you know, we're in the best case scenario where we have each other.
Like, I say scenario.
Scenario.
I know you say scenario but I just want you to know I say scenario.
I don't
really
know the difference.
Well, I know, but I know you scenario. Say scenario. Yeah.
Scenario. What's American? What's Canadian?
I don't know.
Scenario.
My sister-in-law definitely says scenario.
Well, I'm American.
Yeah, and I make fun of her. But Mark definitely says scenario.
Oh, here comes one.
Okay.
Daddy doesn't respect that we make money. Oh, he is. Wow. Chippendales. Tiny wow. Miniature. Uh-oh. What's he saying? Hold on.
What?
Daddy's being mean to me.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Lock the door.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
There's a runaway child, and Mark is chasing after him, and he's got a mad face on.
Where'd he go? He's running down the street.
Oh, not only
is he chasing him down the street.
He's running down the street. Oh, shit.
He's so cute.
It was... Oh, God. What's happening now? Oh, shit.
Oh, this
oh no,
good.
Underneath the arm. Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God, kicking. Oh, God.
Natalie.
Dad truths.
Oh, my God, he's got a kid underneath his arm, and he's screaming, Mommy!
That's so cute. He's so cute.
He's going to lock the door. Oh, Jesus. Oh, no, I don't think your husband finds him that cute.
No, I know. He's kind of bad. I asked him when he's nice. I asked that little one when he's really cute. I said, what happens when you turn into rage mode? You know, like, what goes on? And he said, I'm magic. I can be two different people.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's not good news.
No, that's horrific
news. I'm magic. I can be two people.
Oh, my God.
And then he sees a brick. Don't ever have bricks around TJ. For some reason, if he sees a brick, he wants to whip it.
That's scary.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Olivia's like, okay, I'm just going to ignore it. I'm going to put things away. Mark's yelling at TJ. I don't know what to do. Oh, shit. And we are trying to do a podcast to make fucking money. We just talked about, how we make money. So sponsorships are over right now. They're on hold, but I believe that there are companies that we could definitely bring value to. And then...
And from a company perspective, especially if you have a service or a product that can help people during this time, you know what? Now's your chance. It's like buying low and selling high. Like, this is your time to get people.
Yeah. There is a definite optimism we have to see. This is not forever. Like, it's not good. I'm not going to pretend that it's great, but I'm going to say that, you know, the health and, like, you just, like, literally, we just have to fucking sit down for a minute so that everyone can get through this. And...
Do you know why I don't like being a part of this history?
Why?
Well, and for our kids, because they're going to feel so old one day when the people below them were like, I wasn't born during that. You must be so old.
Well, there will be another time when... This is just the beginning because people are so... you can travel like never before. And it is so accessible to travel like it was never before.
Right.
And there is so much international business because of digital media.
Yeah.
Like, people are now all over the world all the time. Like, think of our direct circle and how we know how much they go back and forth.
Yeah.
And even, like, our direct team.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane how much people travel. But, I mean, I guess if there was a piece of advice as moms, like, try your best to set aside the world worries as a mom and focus on your family rather than globally what's happening. Because I think that there's one thing we can do, which is, like, be in the moment in the house where you can choose to be something for them because they have no one else to look to but you.
Yeah.
And
especially now because they're coming across nobody but you.
Yeah, nobody but you. And the news is terrible and everything's like this just in and breaking news. And I mean, it is a very tumultuous time. Like, our kids are really having a hard time being like, what do you mean we can't? It's very weird to not be able to go anywhere or do anything.
And if your kids are annoyed by the fact that they can't do things, that is totally normal.
Yeah.
Their brains cannot comprehend the reality of what's happening. So those ones who are, it's like the little ones are like fine. It's like the middle, it's like the tweens who are like, that's not fair.
Yeah. And, oh, I don't want to hear about this corona anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's normal. I hate China. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah. It's not China.
And they're
it's...
not, and they're not, that behavior is normal, guys. So yeah. Don't think that your kid's a dick bag. It's totally understandable that they cannot comprehend this. And if you can just create some
just
fun
try time. To break out of every moment consuming corona talk. And try to break out of, like, you basically made a restaurant tonight. They were dying to go to teppanyaki. You've been promising them forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Who's behind us? You made teppanyaki, and they had the best time ever doing it.
Yeah. That was so cute, guys. We set,
it was
up, a,
so,
we set up a restaurant,
it was
and the boys...
It was so fun and so special.
It was so cute, and I was downstairs, and I showed Max what we were going to make. He immediately was like, can we set the table? Can we do this? When's my mom going to be home? Can we make that? And it was like, let's make name tags. And, you know, at one point, Taylor eye-rolled Teddy for saying that he was going to make... name tags, but they went upstairs and they were up there for so long. And then, can we make a sign? And they served us, they cleaned up, and it was so cute.
It was really cute.
And
they cleaned up, we tipped them.
And if otherwise we didn't have that much time on our hands in a day, because you know, usually there's hockey and there's this and there's that and all that, we otherwise would have not had the time to have that experience.
Totally.
And see how amazing they can be.
Yeah, no.
Is that a breeze?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, in the moment of like just surviving, just try, like literally go for walks, like try to get outside and just like, if it's the sun is shining, go the fuck outside and
play, Spotify lists that are upbeat.
We have one, by the way.
Yes.
I'm going to go update it because it's been a while. We got to go update it.
Music. It sounds so crazy, but at a time like this, if you're listening to positive music, it can actually turn your mood around.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right. I totally agree. And I think that if you're an entrepreneur and you're really struggling, take a beat, take a minute, take a deep breath. Like, don't do anything like rash. Like, just like, you know, I think that if you're struggling with your employees, just be like, guys, we're in a really trying time right now. I don't know the future. I don't want to do this. Can we just take a minute? Like, can we just take a minute to breathe?
Do what you got to do. Like,
yeah.
We have done nothing and yada yada, but for a lot of people that we know, like, our entrepreneurs are struggling, do what you got to do.
And many will struggle immediately, you know, yeah. Like many. And I think really, like, if you can like check in on your friends, and I mean, not physically, but just fucking like call them. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think that maybe showing a bit of kindness and gratitude towards other people because you're so isolated might just go a little bit further for yourself.
I knew my cousin has an autoimmune disease.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
So does her sister and her mother.
Oh my God.
I knew that, what's probably going through her head, she has 3 kids, her sister has 3 kids, all these kids, you know? So I texted her this morning, and I know she doesn't like Tristan Thompson because of, she thinks he's just a douchebag and that he treats Chloe like shit.
I thought you said Thompson, your husband. I was like, what?
I know, but she, I know he doesn't
you're
like
you're like, you trust, I don't think she like trusts Thompson. I'm like,
Wait, that's really bad. That's really like what he's like, a douchebag. What's going on? Not her husband.
No,
Tristan Thompson.
Chloe's got baby daddy. And so I just thought to myself, I'm just gonna text her. Wow, Tristan Thompson's head's really small for his body. And she's like, that's not even the worst part of him. And
She just needed a minute to talk about something different, probably.
And I was like, you know, the hard part is that I'm like a tiny bit attracted to him. She's like, there's so many more guys you can be attracted to. I go, I'm trying to be unattracted to him, you know?
But I can't.
But no, and I'm not really. And you know, the fact that his head is kind of small for his really tall body is helpful. Anyways, she went off about how he's a bad guy.
What is she doing right now, self-isolation?
They're probably at the cottage.
I will also say, if you are feeling anxious, it is proven that...
What?
Grounding yourself in gratitude. Like actually saying, I'm grateful for, I appreciate, really, it changes. Because you stop thinking about you and start thinking about, like, other venues of appreciation. So...
Dude... What? I never thought that would come in here with ground yourself with gratitude.
Yeah.
You fucking living in Costa Rica?
No. Having two anxious kids for different periods, which, by the way, is totally fucking normal in life. Like, if they go through an anxious period, they're not like anxiety ridden children. Just sometimes they open their eyes to a world that is unsure, just as we feel, but they don't have the coping skills or the life view to understand it. So in the moment, and Olivia went through a brutal stage where she was like literally could like panic attacks at school. Guess what? They're gone.
I know, right?
Gone.
And I see my Taylor's anxiety of this situation coming out in different ways that have nothing to do or say with Corona.
Yeah.
But I know inside myself that she feels it. So anyways, she does other things, but some of them are very helpful.
Yeah, like reorganizing. But don't overanalyze unless they really are hindered. Like Olivia really was hindered. But fuck, I don't know how we worked through it, but we did. But a lot of it was, what are you grateful for today? Like in this moment, what are you grateful for? And they sit and they think about it, and it literally takes their mind off of the anxiousness, okay, and then it reminds them about what they're thankful for. So if you're having a moment where it's fucking you've indulged in the news all day, just like turn it off and be like, what am I grateful for in this moment? And I bet it will change your mindset, even if it's something fucking small.
That's a good little tip, guys. So, like, because last night I was having bad feelings. So I sat down, I turned on Love is Blind, I got a glass of wine, and Mark and I, yes, we did have sex, but I stayed up till 12:30. Because I just didn't want to go to bed because I was afraid if I was going to go to bed that my mind was going to wander.
Right. I had a sick baby, so it was on my... Like, I had another focus, good, which is actually helpful, yes, because you're like, okay. That's good.
So think about something you're grateful for.
Yeah.
And just switch it. Turn around your mind. You're in control of your mind. You are in control of your own thoughts and your mind.
Yeah. So you just literally flip the switch. And then that's the tiniest thing. And I would really super duper encourage... Super duper. Super great. How was your day, Chloe? Super great. Duper. No, she was super great, Mom.
Super great.
Super great.
That's great.
Mark laughs. How was your day? Super great. I was like, I say super great a lot, apparently.
Oh, that's...
I catch myself now because when I hear it come out of her mouth, I'm like...
That's so cute.
Super great.
Super great.
Yeah. How was your Mark?
Well, Mark
is like, wow, super great, eh?
You know what? Nothing better than having a super great day.
Turn off the TV, turn off your phone, and walk outside and just like... let's go back to fucking simplicity. And no one knows what tomorrow's gonna bring. No one on Wednesday knew what Thursday would bring. No one on Thursday knew what Friday would bring. No. And just as fast as this came, it could go. Remember.
I remember that. And I did not turn on the news for like the majority of the day. My mom's like, quick, turn on the TV. Like the prime minister's about to like, and I said, can you just give me the Coles notes? I'm watching a movie with TJ. And then all afternoon when we were setting up for a restaurant, I didn't turn the TV on. I called Mark and I'm like, how's it going? He's like, oh, it's crazy out there, right? And I go, you know what? I haven't watched the news all day.
Because you watch the news all... Imagine my world. I don't watch the news ever.
No, I know. Yeah,
you know, imagine how I feel every day. It's fucking super great.
How
are you feeling? Super great.
I actually haven't watched any of this. And he's like, how's everybody doing? I'm like... everybody's really great.
Yeah, like, super great.
Actually, everyone's super great. Oh, my God. The news ruins your life.
Yes.
Yes.
You don't, you know that, right?
No, I...
It fucking ruined the news?
I am super great every day.
I know.
But I like to find out what's going on in my local city.
There's so much news right now. There's too much news.
Now it's too much. I'm like, Mom, you watch it and let me know.
Yeah, yeah, no, I don't... Unless there's, like, sirens, we're okay. Like,
tell me if Starbucks is closed so I don't show up there. You know what I mean?
I actually walked into this...
Is it done now?
No, they're not. They just... You can't gather. It's like an airplane.
Sweet.
FDAA says no gathering.
So we don't like to gather there anyway.
No, I mean, no, we don't. No. I'm looking for a coffee machine in case they do close.
No,
but
we gather in this car.
You know what? That coffee machines, if there's a fucking coffee sponsor, send me all the coffee and I will talk about it. Literally. Mm-hmm. Great time to make your own coffee. But I walked in and I was like, what the hell is going on? Because all the tables were gone and like all the sugar was gone. You can't touch anything. They have to make it for you.
Oh.
You can't share the cream and the coffee and the thing.
Where the fuck have they been though?
What do you mean?
Like, where are the people at Starbucks? Maybe they
they just pour your coffee and give it to you. So they're not, you can't all touch the coffee creamers.
So do they put the cream in?
Yeah, but you don't, because you're just drinking, like, they touch the outside of the cream and pour.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
So I was like, what the fuck? I go, what the fuck is happening in here? And they're like, are you closing? They go, maybe. And I go, can't close?
No.
And they go, don't you have a coffee machine at home? I go, I paid $3 for this coffee. No, I don't have a coffee machine at home. They go, not even in the garage. I go, no, you can't close.
Wait, you know how many coffee machines you have been through?
I throw them out.
You throw them out. But you
because
know what?
I don't like them on my counter because they're not pretty.
No,
I need a good one. I don't use it enough.
No.
Starbucks has never closed. They even are open on Christmas.
Yep.
Now they're fucking closing.
No, they're not
now
closing.
I need a coffee machine.
No, and you're right. And you know what? You know, I do have the Keurig, which is great, of course. But there's just something different. It's like when someone else cooks for you.
It really is something special. Well, I'm going to give you your dildo and call it a night.
Wow, this is exciting. So something came in the mail today.
And no, it came a while ago.
I can't wait.
Actually, a paper towel came in the mail today. I left them on my front step.
Oh.
I got old ones.
What do you mean?
Like, they're not fancy. They're not new.
Old, fancy paper towels? What does that even mean?
They're done. Like, the packaging is, like, no longer.
How'd you get them?
They were on Amazon. They were, like, these are not... They were, like, discounted because they weren't the new ones.
Well, when I went to the grocery store, they're selling a package of paper towel or toilet paper. You can only get two, and they're $13 each.
Oh, nah. I paid fucking shit-ass cheap shit for that shit motherfucking...
It's just paper towel, right?
Exactly. Not, I don't know why I just swore so much. I don't know what happened there. Don't know what happened.
Super great. Everything is super great.
My advice is turn off the news, go outside, ground yourself in gratitude, and fucking when someone asks you how you are, I'm super great. They're like, what? Super great. It's really good.
I like it.
Yeah.
How's your day? Super great.
Ask Chloe. How was your day? Super great.
Oh my God. So cute.
So go fuck yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely do it right now.
Yeah. And then try and do it fast because when the competition comes, we're about to go under and we have a masturbation circle.
No.
You want to
be. It's a contest.
Contest.
Yeah.
You want to beat us. And
we'd want to watch that.
No.
Men. Porn. Uh-oh. Oh shit. We better go.
Oh my God. Is there a kid running away again?
Oh, shit's going off the rails. Come on, Olivia, we're leaving. Get Max. Shit's going off the rails.
Is shit going off the rails? What? Is shit going off the rails in there?
Yes. All right, we better go. All right, we just swore at them.
I like it.
She likes
it.
Oh, she's goddamn best, that one.
You gotta go. You basically gotta get a lasso. You gotta get a lasso for
that
little one.
Why don't I just come home with you, sleep in your basement? I don't have to deal
with
this.
Oh my God, you could get in my bed. My husband
will. Yeah, we'll put Chloe in the middle.
We'll put Chloe
in the middle.
You know she still has a binky. Big secret.
Good, I'll borrow it.
Yeah. And she sucks it at nighttime.
Yeah. Good.
It's so
cute, right?
Fucking five. It's gotta go.
Dude, like, my kid sucks his fingers.
He's six, and
I can't chop off his fingers.
It's so bad, but it's so cute. And every time I take it away, a crisis happens. We have to leave or coronavirus.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like she took. Oh, fuck.
No, it's totally fine. It's totally fine. I mean, I don't know what I'm gonna do about TJ. Tucker stopped. Well, except for that time you caught him. We were talking about that last night.
I bet he still does it.
I can't see because he's on the top phone.
I bet he does it. Go climb up tonight.
Okay, I will.
Now that you don't have to have sex. All right. Good night, you guys.
Bye.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
To you.
Super great.
Super great.